The Braves trying to snap a four-game skid, taking on the Nationals. R.A. Dickey on the hill looking for his 10th win of the season, and he would get some early run support in the first inning. Ozzie Albies with a man on facing Tanner Roark.
Here's the pitch. Swing a ground ball hit hard, and off the glove of Zimmerman, a base hit into right field. Scoring from third is Enciarte. Rounding first, Albies, as Worth plays it back in. And the Braves have the lead with a couple of hard hit balls here at the bottom of the first inning. It's Atlanta 1 and Washington nothing. Tied for 7th best, 4.9 at bats per RBI. And a swing and a fly ball to deep left down the line if it stays fair. And this one is gone. Goodbye. Right down the left field line. A home run for Ryan Zimmerman. Bang. Zoom goes the Z-Man with his 5th career home run off of R.A. Dickey, his 16th career hit. And for Ryan Zimmerman, it is his 34th home run of the year, RBI number 103. And Ryan Zimmerman's spectacular season continues with a new career high for home runs in a single season with number 34.
1-0 is hit up the middle and a base hit to right center. That'll score Markakis. Camargo, an RBI hit, and it's 3-1 Atlanta.
15-4 last year. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and a line drive through the hole, a base hit into left field for Wieters. An 84-mile-an-hour fastball, and Wieters has hit the ball well tonight in each of his at-bats, whether he's kept the ball in play fair. He finally gets a result with a base hit, drives in a run, his 51st of the year, scoring Rendon from third. And it's now a one-run game here in the top of the 8th inning. It's the Braves 3 and the Nationals 2. Now Vizcaino ready. The pitch to Lobaton. Strike 3 called with a slider. Rings him up, and the game is over. And so Vizcaino, who walked 3 batters in a row last night, forcing in 3 runs with the bases loaded, comes back the next night tonight and strikes out 3 in a row.
Arodis Vizcaino strikes out the side in the 9th for his 12th save as the Braves snap a 4-game skid, defeating the Nationals 3-2. R.A. Dickey is 10th win of the season, going 8 strong innings, allowing just 2 runs, striking out 4. Ozzie Albies with 3 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Nats come up short against the Braves. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
Well, I tell you, he was throwing the ball great. But Dickey was throwing the ball good, too. You know, he had his cutter going. He threw some fastballs, you know, well located. Most of them down and away. You know, Tanner certainly pitched good enough to win. We just didn't get it done tonight. So, you got to give a nod to Dickey tonight because he was good.
What happened there before the bottom of the 8th or from the changes?
Well, like I knew, I told everybody that we were going to go as long as Tanner was in the game. And then I was going to switch them all out because all those guys are playing tomorrow. We had a miscommunication. Batista wasn't supposed to run in that inning. And then once Defoe, Sammy Solis, once he took the mound, then once he engaged on the mound, then he was in that 9 spot. So that's what kind of screwed it up. But, you know, it wasn't his fault. It was our fault for, you know, miscommunicating with the players, because Sammy certainly didn't know that he was coming out of the bullpen.
Was there any chance with when Defoe went out to play short, then all of a sudden Turner goes back in there, that kind of messed it up a little bit too, right?
No, nobody had to go back in there because I didn't have another shortstop because I had taken Murphy out. I told all the guys that were coming out, you know, usually, you know, Tanner goes 6 or 7, but tonight he went 7. And so I like to keep my word, you know, with guys. And so, like I said, we just had a miscommunication and screwed it up.
You guys have played pretty crisp baseball here lately. When you have a night like that defensively, kind of out of character, you just chalk that up to it.
Well, you have to. You have to. But, usually Wieters doesn't throw the ball wild like that either. So we made a couple of errors, which hurt Tanner and hurt us tonight. You have to chalk it up because you don't have any choice. But, you know, our guys have been busting it, and you can see a lot of times when you're not crisp that you're a little off mentally. And so that's why I'm going to give all these guys a day off tomorrow, because these guys have been busting it. And that late get in, which are, used to, but you still don't like it. And, you know, you see everybody else play a getaway day game. So if it was next year, this wouldn't be a problem.
And what are you seeing from Worth right now? I mean, you know, you expected him to need some time. Anything in particular stand out about this?
Tonight it didn't really – it doesn't really count. You know, the knuckleball really doesn't count because there are certain guys I know who don't even play. You know, they don't even play. You know, when the knuckleball is a great Joe Morgan, he's in the Hall of Fame. He didn't play when Phil Negro was pitching because he didn't want to mess up his stroke. And so, you know, we're trying to get Jason's endurance up, get his legs right. And so, you know, he'll be fine just as long as he keeps getting that bat, as long as he feels well.
And I know that you guys took the loss, but Ryan Zimmerman hit his 34th home run, his career high. So, George, you've seen him just breaking pretty much records in this series.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey, man, every time he does something, he's going to break his own record. And next, our team record, I think his record is 106 RBIs, which he's on the way. And, you know, Zim's had a great year. And we just got to finish strong.
Tanner Roark takes the loss, allowing 3 runs and 7 innings of work. He talked after.
Felt like it came out smoother the third inning or so, after the first inning, second, third inning, and felt a lot better with direction and stuff like that.
Did the lefties at the top present any kind of particular challenge for you?
Well, you know, facing these guys back-to-back,
yeah,
when they're already a good hitting team, and you know, that's a challenge in itself. You know, it's hard to, you can't divert from the game plan, and they already know what you did to them last time. So you just gotta trust it and still do it, still go with the game plan, and you know, execute your pitches.
On a night like that, where there's some bad hops, there's a couple of errors at the end, do you not so much look at the bottom line and more just how you felt?
Yeah, I mean, I felt good. You know, arm felt loose, everything felt loose. I mean, it helps to play in Atlanta where it's humid and there's no wind at all. So, but you know, I felt good. Everything felt good.
You've said all year that your confidence has stayed high regardless of what the numbers have been. But the way you've been pitching lately, with the postseason approaching now, do you feel like that confidence is building, is growing as October approaches?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can't, when little things happen, you can't let that bother you and affect your pitching. You're out there on the mound and you're in control of the game, and you can't let, you know, errors happen. I don't make perfect pitches every time. So, you know, sometimes when I hang one, they hit it out over the fence. So, you know, it's errors happen, stuff like that happens. You just can't get to worry about the next guy.
It seemed like in that fourth inning you were making your pitches and hitting your spots. It just puts the bats on the balls right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. You make your pitches, you execute your pitches, and, you know, whatever else happens when the ball leaves your hand, you have no control over.
Up next, the Nationals begin a series in New York against the Mets on Friday. Edwin Jackson on the Hill.